for getting into the larger global community in ICANN is the ALSs. And so, in fact, a recognition of the role of ALSs, which is to both reach out to other users, to provide to outreach in terms of general information about the internet, information about ICANN, and listening to the viewpoints of the various ALSs when we, as members of the community, make submissions. So, in fact, the mechanism for getting at the larger global community are the ALSs. We don't represent. This is the phrase that Olivier probably said many times, but said I think 2 days ago. We do not physically represent all sorts of the billions of people, but we do represent a number of organizations that are users of the internet in their various geographic locations, in their various organizations and so forth. So if you're talking about how do you listen, ALSs and ALAC is the way that is the mechanism that's being used. And we didn't put that in. That's the point. So you forgot to actually correct me.
Scott, for the record. Okay. also, Alan looks rather confused.
I am. It's fine to say ALSs are a mechanism for getting input from the global community, but are ALSs and users a greater group than encompassed by at large?
It's global community of internet users. It's qualified. We can take out the larger community. How about we take out global then?
I guess I'm concerned that I thought we were to be talking about ICANN's accountability and transparency, not just from a perspective of users.
I would wager that extends beyond the scope of at large into the GAC and the other sections. Like, they'll worry about ICANN's accountability to their needs. We should worry about ours.
This group can do what it wants, but the subject matter that we were looking at across the various groups is wider than at large. You know, if you go back to the first Atlas, one of the issues was new GTLDs, which was not just new GTLDs from a user's perspective, but new GTLDs overall. And my understanding was we were looking at all of these issues from an ICANN-wide perspective, giving the input of users and of at large, but not necessarily restricting ourselves to at large issues.
If I may, like, bringing it from an at large perspective is just a starting point. It at least gives us something to put forward. And then we're going to have to engage with the other chunks on that larger issue because it's not just us. It never is just us. But let's get something out the door that gives us something to build on.
And the framing of it better make it clear that that's what we're talking about because it wasn't clear to me.
Well, look, when you talk about I would have to say it wasn't clear full stop. So we've had to make we've had to fit our answer into what we can do in, 9 hours?
I'm assuming, for instance, that your cross-something oversight body is not just restricted to at large. Or am I mistaken there?
No,
I'm mistaken, or no, it is?
The introduction, the working group recognizes there are two constituencies, okay? There is the ICANN community, and when we talk about the ICANN community and the accountability and transparency, we're not going through the ATRT2. We're saying we largely recommend that as, yes, those good things. What we are doing is picking up from an at-large perspective a few things that might assist in the accountability and transparency issues.
Okay, and that I support.
Good. What else would you like
okay.
to...
Well, okay, let me ask the question again. Is the cross-something oversight body you're talking about restricted to oversight by at large, or is it oversight by all the parts of ICANN? Okay. And therefore, it's not just at large we're involving in this. Clearly, the people in this room are largely at large. But we're giving a perspective of how ICANN should manage its accountability and transparency. We're talking about a body which is going to include other parts of ICANN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's clear. I thought that was clear. Sorry, I thought that was clear.
Garth, here, in an attempt to isolate the confusion, I agree with or unobfuscate the unobfuscatable. I was never under any doubt that we were talking about ICANN, but every time Scott steps in, and when he talks about ALS as being constituents, and you talk about ALS as being constituents, I become confused over that, and that's the source of the confusion. So if Scott agrees that we're talking about accountability for ICANN, then we don't have any confusion. Because he's the one who keeps coming back to this.
ALS is our sub-constituents of the at-large constituency, if you want to use the word constituency.
Yeah, I'd have to ask. I mean, we are not writing this document from the perspective of anything other than an at-large perspective. Is that
sure.
right? Okay, I don't have a problem then.
Jyoti from Center for Internet and Society. Just to address some of my confusions to the group at large,
yeah.
and also perhaps address and resolve and just propose and float an idea within to address this entire larger issue of ICANN community and beyond ICANN community. And I would like to read out something here because this is a substantive addition to the overall oversight body that is being proposed here. I propose, and this is just a suggestion, and we'll see if everybody here agrees, an independent third-party body should be constituted to sit in appeal over information officers that would be part of this oversight body, and to sit in appeal over their decisions to provide or decline to provide information. Such body may be composed of nominated members from the global multi-stakeholder community with adequate stakeholder, regional, and gender representation. However, such members should not have held prior positions in ICANN or its related organizations. During the appointed term of the body, the terms and conditions of service ought to remain beyond the purview of ICANN, similar to globally accepted principles of independent judiciary. For instance, the Constitution of India forbids any disadvantages, alteration of privileges and allowances of judges of the Supreme Court and High Courts during tenure. So while I understand that this oversight body would largely constitute at-large members, maybe just that aspect of addressing information officers and the information that has not been addressed or could be expanded to this sort of a committee.
I think there's a bit of... Now I am confused. My understanding of the body itself is not just about information provision. It is about oversight of board decisions to act or not to act. And so I wouldn't confine it as an information thing. And some of the other elements you have are probably really worth copying, although at this stage we're sort of wordsmithing, so we'll get to that. But the idea of the oversight body was a body that is not just about information provision. It's about a body that has oversight of board decisions. And then we can use whatever terminology we want. We took away some terminology, but essentially where there is a matter of huge public interest, and the board has done something either through action or inaction that would have serious consequences for the public interest in the internet, however that is. But it is it's been constituted, the discussion about it has been constituted as a larger remit than just information. But some of those words are actually quite useful. So when we wordsmith, we can think about that. Now, Christopher, yes?
Just to say that this will be perceived outside at large as a vote of no confidence in the whole paraphernalia of recall and review of board decisions and the time it takes. So I think it probably needs, somewhere in the header, in the introduction, a few words saying specifically that certain decisions need to be able to be reviewed and, if necessary, challenged much more quickly by a cross-community entity than is presently possible through, whether it's ombudsman or recall.
I think the point that Hong made, and again, I think because you weren't in the room, we had a discussion. If you look at the review panel, the members of the panel are appointed by the board. Now, normally, if you are going to have a review of something, the body that is to be reviewed doesn't get to appoint the people who review it. That's just bad governance. So it was within that context. Now, you've got your hand up.
This is Samantha Eisner from ICANN Legal, and I don't mean to interject into your deliberations.
No, go ahead.
But if you're speaking of the independent review panel, the ICANN board does not appoint those members. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. It's actually a three-panel. There are three members of a panel that oversee the IRP. One of those members is appointed by the complainant. One of those members is appointed by ICANN, not by the board, but through ICANN's counsel, who represents ICANN in those proceedings. And then the third panelist is appointed by either the appointing body or the ICDR that oversees it, or is agreed to by the two panelists that have already been appointed.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Change what we have done yet? Have we resolved the confusion about cross-constituency or cross-community in the sense that we now understand that community is being used to mean what I used to think of as constituency, but we need to make it clear what we mean? Okay.
Just for the record, for instance, at large, the formal term for at large,
the formal term for at large is the at-large community. That's a bylaw term. And that's why, the term in if we're looking at cross-community working groups, cross-community dialogues, those are dialogues or working groups between the various constituent parts of ICANN. That's the terminology that is being used. It may be confusing to people, but that's what the terms you. If you use other terms, you're going to confuse the people who are familiar with those terms. So,
and
the term constituency.
Tell us we're not incestuous.
The term constituency used to be used within the GNSO and tends to be used in a very generic way, but is not really referring to specific parts of the organization.
Oksana?
Оксана Приходько, for the record, maybe we can use cross-constituency term, but with invitation for representatives of other organizations, of other institutions of internet governance ecosystem.
We can do that. Okay. Now, Scott, because you were the one who, it was your comments that triggered my thought to having a recommendations to somehow support, I suppose, greater outreach if we are looking to the at-large community.
See, I can use the term.
At-large community to provide input. Do we want to support greater outreach and capacity building? I mean, we're talking about accountability and transparency. Does that fit?
Scott here. I think to add it in at this point is to overcomplicate the matter. And it's something I need to take back with me and resolve my own thoughts on before subjecting the group to it.
My only comment is that this is, you know, we're that far from our deadline, so we can put something in or not. You can walk away and have a cup of tea and come back and give us words if you like. It was a point that was raised early on, which was to enhance the representative nature, or the outreach, the breadth of the outreach, and I suppose the breadth of the informed outreach of ALSs, which was the point that you were making yesterday. Garth?
I'm still on. Sorry.
just in case.
I would make the point that if you did want to put it in, it fits neatly under transparency.
Transparency? I don't understand why you say transparency. I would think accountability, but...
I don't understand how outreach is a dimension of accountability in any way, shape, or form. How I am answering from my responsibilities... And the question of me getting involved with other people's capacity are two separate things. The processes of accountability the processes of transparency within ICANN are all the mechanisms by which people participate within ICANN, all of the openness with respect to the decision-making process, and all of the skills you need to learn in order to manipulate that. That's what I understand by engagement and capacity building. And therefore, I would see it as a dimension of transparency and being irrelevant to accountability.
It's almost too late to quibble. Scott?
I actually agree with Garth here.
Fine.
Because once you give the people the tools to get in and understand what's going on, then they can deal with actually holding people to account. So it is a separate matter.
Okay. If between the two of you we can do a bit of wordsmithing, that would be terrific. I'd love that. I have tried to come back to this non-sentence for a while. So let's actually, given we've got probably a half an hour to wordsmith, it would be really nice, because otherwise we can put forward recommendations that don't read very well, and I don't think we want to do that. The first is not a sentence. What we are trying to say in the first sentence is the reason we are doing this is that in the affirmation of commitments, and by the way, that's a capital A and a capital C, and it's a plural S, so we're talking about affirmation of commitments. The reason we are talking about this issue is that it is an integral part of the contract that we have with the Department of Commerce in the US. We have agreed as ICANN to do this. So we've got to turn what is a very convoluted statement into a sentence that explains why we're having this conversation. So has anybody got wordsmithing on? I'll look at this for a couple of minutes and see if they... This working group the concerns of this working group arise from from ACAN's commitment in the affirmation of commitments. Oh, no, you don't do commitments twice. Nobody else is wordsmithing. I'll do it. Nobody else is doing this. Is anybody else trying to come up with words?
Yes.
Good.
It doesn't mean I have. Anything I try raises 15 different issues in 15 different dimensions.
No, we don't want that. What is the first sentence? What are we trying to say? We're trying to say we are dealing with, we are talking about these issues because in the affirmation of commitments, I can, is, has...
Can I make a suggestion?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. I would suggest we change the beginning. First of all, I'll note that it's not just the affirmation of commitments. The bylaws talk about it. So, affirmation.
How about?
Yeah, accountability and transparency are prominently mentioned in the ICANN bylaws and the affirmation of commitments to ensure that.
How about ICANN is committed under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments too?
I'm fine with that too.
There you go. Now, I hope you got what I said because I have no idea what I just said.
That seems to be the operation of the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, did you get what I said?
Prominently meant, okay.
ICANN is committed to accountability and transparency arising from its own bylaws and from the affirmation of commitments to ensure, and you could add an N-dash, to ensure that decisions related to global technical coordination
remain,
are made in the public interest,
and are accountable and transparent. Okay, No. ICANN, how about we start, I think you were right. Under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments, ICANN is committed to ensure that decisions follow on.
Me too.
Okay. ICANN, under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments.
Is there a reason we don't plug the thing into his machine?
Well,
that's all right.
That's the chair on the Adobe Connect.
Yep. This will wind up being going on that. We'll go on that. Okay.
All right. See it.
Fred.
We could heckle better.
What in it?
Well,
he's working on his computer, but in fact.
Well, I can make my changes. I can upload it again, I guess.
Actually, no, I can do this.
Or he could type on. Can you just type on the presentation laptop?
I
will.
Can.
Wait a minute. No, okay. No, wait a minute. No, no.
Very out of date, though.
Not quite.
All right. I can. Wait a minute.
Sorry, I thought that's how you're going to edit.
You only changed a couple minor places.
Holly, I'd kind of prefer if you didn't split your attention between editing and moderating.
Okay, ICANN, under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments, is committed to With two commitments, I'm not going to worry about it. Great. Under its must. Okay, I can under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments. Under its own bylaws and the affirmation of commitments must ensure that decisions made related... That's it. We've got it. Okay. The first one is now a sentence. I'm happy. In making recommendations, plural, on accountability and transparency, the working group recognizes there are two constituencies, the ICANN community and the larger... somebody had conniptions over global. Let's wipe out global. I think Ellen didn't like global. We'll take out global. Garth?
I would like to suggest the addition in the phrase in making recommendations on accountability and transparency in the context of global acceptability.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't know what that adds.
That's what ICANN is attempting to achieve. That's ICANN's stated intention in moving out from under NTIA. That's what ICANN needs to do in order to survive, to be trusted in the global community. That's the phrase.
Can we make it more? Can we make it?
Uses.
I know. Can we make it? It's not an elegant sentence that way. It really isn't. It's not an elegant sentence. What's the phrase you want to put in?
Garth Graham. In making recommendations on accountability and transparency in the context of global acceptability.
In making its recommendations and wipe out on accountability and transparency and add your phrase.
Fine.
Otherwise.
In making recommendations in the context.
Right.
Global acceptability, yeah.
The working group. Okay, that's it.
Sure.
Are you happy?
Yeah, that works well.
Thank you. Now, okay. We haven't addressed the next one, which is we worried about the term and how, because when we transferred from paper, we asked ourselves, are we talking about accountability for how a decision is made as well as what is made? And
sorry, are we finished with the word global? Should we keep
yes.
in that?
Nobody touch it. Oh, no. Do we? Can we?
Larger global community, are we changing that or keeping it?
Is everybody happy? And the larger things that crept up.